It's none of my business. Renee felt humiliated. She had tried her best to protect Stefan, but it seemed like it meant nothing to him. She meant nothing to him. You're right, it's your business, so it has nothing to do with me. I must be bored, that's why I'm doing all this. Overwhelmed with sadness, Renee staggered back a few steps. Javan caught her shaky body before she fell and sneered mockingly. If you're so bored, go do charity. Help the kids in Zimbabwe, save the elephants, or go to teach in rural areas. There's no need to meddle in others' business. He doesn't even appreciate your efforts. It's none of your business what I do. I didn't ask for your opinion. Renee shot him a disdainful glare and pushed him away violently. Renee was stubborn, but her body failed her. She fell to the floor hard. After taking a few shaky steps, Miss Wren, Miss Wren, Margaret shouted in panic. Renee didn't know how much time had passed when she woke up. When she opened her eyes, her body felt light, like she was floating. You're finally awake, a man said elatedly, his large hands steadying her. Stefan, she mumbled, her vision still blurry. She saw a handsome man before her, so she assumed it was Stefan. The man was speechless, and his grip on her stiffened. Renee instantly realized that the man was Javan, not Stefan. Glaring at him coldly, she pulled back her hand and said scornfully, "You finally got what you wanted. Why aren't you out celebrating? I told you a long time ago that my target was never H Group," Javan said wearily. "Yes, your goal was to defeat Stefan. He suffered defeat now, so what else do you want?" "Defeat Stefan?" Javan echoed cryptically. "Yes, that's true. For a very long time in my life, my only goal was to surpass Stefan, but now, he's just a useless person. I should be satisfied, but for some reason, I'm not. I don't seem to be enjoying this victory very much." "Don't be ridiculous. How much must you take from him before you're satisfied?" Renee snarled furiously, worried that this crazy man would plot against Stefan again. "That, my dear Renee, depends on you." Javan held her shoulders and stared at her with a strange smile.